And now, it's that moment, folks, that you've all been waiting for.
Tom Rodwell and Coco Davis.
God showed Noah that rainbow sign. Said no more water, fire next time. God showed Noah that rainbow sign. Said no more water, fire next time. How long? How long? How long? How long? Tell Gabriel, go behind the altar, pick up that trumpet, laying under. I want you to blow it, first chord easy. Wake up them sinners that's laying sleeping. How long? 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 God tell Gabriel, go behind the altar. Pick up that trumpet that's laying under. I want you to blow it loud as thunder. Wake up them sinners that's laying under. Wake up them members. Wake up them elders. Wake up them preachers. Wake up them teachers. Wake up them sinners. Wake up them backsliders. Wake up them elders. How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? How long?
Made some woody thing here.
Yes, I have a
tell me about it.
The tapping sound you hear is a wooden box that I tap my English made Loc shoes on with as much volume as I possibly can, and that's the it's a wooden box that has probably seen nearly 1,000 gigs.
Uh-huh.
Since 2003, so been around the block a few times.
The cheapest drummer in the world.
CC Rider, see what you have done. CC Rider, oh, see what you have.
have done. You made me love you. Now your girl has come. Going away, baby. Won't be back till fall. Going away, baby. Won't be back till fall. If I find me a new man, won't be back at all. Just as long as I am tall. Gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I am tall. Gonna kill my man and catch the cannonball. Where did you stay last night? Your shoes are dirty, clothes don't fit you right. And you didn't come home till the dawn was shining bright. I'll see what you have done. And you made me love you. Now your girl has come.
Who invented it? Was it
many, many people have these sorts of things. So there's C6 Steve and all kinds of people. It's just a cheap way to have a rhythm and not have to pay a drummer.
But it must have been way back in the 20s or 30s.
Sure.
Came up with it.
I think that these days when you have to play through PAs, you have to have some way to keep the people dancing a little bit. So. It's a good way to pump out the rhythm.
Does it make any money?
It does, yeah. This is what we do for a living. Okay. So the two of us live from playing music. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, and we try and play in as many different kinds of gigs as possible. So sometimes in a festival, sometimes in a art gallery, sometimes in a party, sometimes in
so
a
pub. Play every night? Or?
No. Mm-hmm. There's not enough gigs for that, but maybe 100, 130 a year, something, so.
You're living in New Zealand now.
New Zealand, yeah. We live in Auckland, which is it's not the capital, but it's the big city of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm originally from England, and Coco is from California, but we both grew up in New Zealand.
And how's the music scene there? Different from here?
People like blues and roots music there very much, but there's... it's only a small population, so people will come. They may not necessarily know about the music, so they think that if they've heard George Thorogood, they're an expert in blues music.
Mm.
because not many blues performers have ever made it there, you know.
I remember in the 70s there were a lot of folk clubs in England. That disappeared, or?
I think acoustic folk music, singer-songwriter music, and folk music is huge, much bigger than blues.
It's very strong in England.
Okay.
Yeah, but blues is very, there's very little blues. Lots of ZZ Top kind of guitar music is what is thought of as blues.
Not even my mother would walk with me. Not even my mother would walk with me. Now I'm on this pilgrim journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Now I'm on this pilgrim journey. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Consider yourself modern or old-fashioned, or
I think
music-wise.
I think I'm a purist who is reinventing purism in some ways. So I don't want to play like the record, but I don't want to commercialize the music either. So I think with blues music and with gospel music and calypso music, spirituals, that kind of music is very, still is very avant-garde, I think, in the world, and in terms of the kind of structures that John Lee Hooker had, you know, 13 bars and 11 bars and strange chords and unusual tunings and techniques. He's still very far out. So I think if you just forget rock and roll and go back to that, but improvise. So I like to improvise. And hopefully that keeps it new. This is a Calypso song, this next one.
Child, come go with me back to the West Indies. Mama, can't you see I lost my strength and my energy? Honey, child, come go with me back to the West Indies. Mama, can't you see I lost my strength and my energy? I need gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water. You can't get it in America. I need gin and coconut water, coconut water. You give me gin and coconut water, can't get it in America. Oh, what's the tonic, man? You can't get it in America. I'm drinking coconut water, coconut water. You give me gin and coconut water, can't get it in America. What's the tonic, man? Well, I remember when I was young, I was healthy, very strong. Now I'm feeble and weak, my knees keep knocking when I walk the street. Yes, I remember when I was young, I was healthy, very strong. I'm feeble and weak, my knees keep knocking when I walk the street. I need that coconut water, coconut water. Drink gin and coconut water, you can get it in America. Oh, it's the jelly, good for my belly, and you can get it in America. Oh, it's a creeper, coconut water, can get it in America. Steamer, gin and coconut water, you can get it in America. Oh, it's a creeper. Take this advice from me, who didn't go back to the West Indies. You need gin and coconut water, coconut water. Give me gin and coconut water, you can get it in America. You can get it in America.
And have you made CDs? Or?
Yeah, we. I have a new CD called Live Humble, which is available. And Coco and I are making a record now of early female blues.
So female blues. Okay.
Yeah. Bessie Smith.
And, oh yeah.
Geechee Wiley.
Memphis Minnie.
Memphis Minnie.
Oh yeah.
So we are becoming a kind of a small cottage industry. On my CD, most of the material is slave music, slave spirituals, from the Georgia Sea Island singers.
Okay.
And some stuff that, you know, traditional songs like Adam in the Garden or Working on a Building, which seem to be in bluegrass music and gospel music and all kinds of genres.
So. You play with other people on the CD, or
on the CD? I have a guy who plays tabla, the Indian percussion, but he plays them with sticks. So it's very different sounding. And I have an accordionist on two tracks too. And on Coco's album we have a saxophone player and vibes and keyboards and
folks, I know a girl named Cemetery Lies, cold as she can be. She has got a pair of mean old graveyard eyes, full of misery. Every night and day you can hear her sing her soul away. I'm going down to the cemetery, 'cause the world is all wrong. Cemetery, 'cause the world is all wrong. There with the spooks, to hear and sing my sorrow song. I got a date to see a ghost by the name of Joan. By the name of Jones, it makes me feel real happy to hear him rattle his bones. Just where to find. He's the one man I always know just where to find. If you want true loving, go and get the cemetery kind. The world is all wrong. I'm going down to the cemetery, 'cause the world is all wrong. There with the spooks, to hear him sing my sorrow song. You don't wear nothing but a sack. He ain't no fine dresser. You don't wear nothing but those rags. But every time he kisses me, that funny feeling creeps up my back. The world is all wrong. I'm going down to the cemetery, 'cause the world is all wrong. There with
Okay, thank you very much for playing.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Okay.